us an injury update? You got a bunch of guys.
Here's what I got for you, Sal. Tyrod Taylor. The following players will not practice today. Tyrod Taylor, John Miller, Eddie Yarbrough, and Travaris Cadet. And then the following players will be limited. Charles Clay, Cordy Glenn, Tre'Davious White, Mike Tolbert, Kelvin Benjamin, and Leonard Johnson.
That's a good sign, it seems, on Tre'Davious, right?
Yeah, he's in the protocol, and this is him being limited as part of that protocol process, really.
But it's encouraging, though, that he's at least at this point.
It is. It is.
So the quarterback situation, obviously, Tyrod's not practicing today. I think we asked you last week what your philosophy is if your quarterback can't practice on a given day or some days. I mean, does that mean we should start, the winds are blowing towards Nathan, or what are we looking at there?
There's no timetable. You know, I'm not going to get into a timetable on if he practices, if he doesn't practice, what that means. Obviously, today he's not going to practice. Nate will get the reps. Joe will also work it.
But would you be comfortable with still starting Tyrod if he didn't practice through the week?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time.
What level of encouragement is there with Cordy Glenn returning to practice today?
I'm sorry, what level of?
What level of encouragement is there with Cordy?
Oh, it's a step in the right direction. Yeah, I'm very encouraged by it, and we'll similar to the other guys, we'll take it one day at a time.
Does the fact that you're playing a bad team make you lean toward Peterman and not take a chance to play Tyrod Hurt again?
You've been around this league a long time, as have I, and we don't get into records. We work on ourselves, and we start every week with a healthy respect for every opponent. That's really where we start from.
So, Coach, just with Tyrod not in there, Joe Webb gets backup reps for the scout team today. Is that kind of how it works?
We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes, Chris. I mean, both guys are going to work, and we'll go from there.
Can you tell us why Brandon Riley was brought up and Cap as well, considering, obviously, there's been a lot of wide receiver shuffling this year, and you know, here we are in December, and Brandon finally gets his chance. You know, what kind of made him elevate to that spot now?
Yeah, I mean, great story, just a phenomenal story, and he's not the only one that's been brought up over the course of the season. Just a great example of when you do things right, you work hard, you bust your tail every day, and I think not only myself but the rest of the team is excited about having Brandon up because he's worked so hard, he's earned it. And just a great reminder for all of us, when you work hard, that result may not come right away, but if you stay persistent, good things happen.
What happened? Did Jordan aggravate his injury on Sunday?
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's been battling through it, and he's been toughing it out, and we just got to the point where we just, you know, we had to do something.
John, did you say that Eddie won't practice today?
I'm sorry?
Eddie Yarbrough won't practice today?
Correct.
Is there a concern with him on Sunday after, Jack's shut down now? Eddie, I guess, would be the next guy up, so is there a concern with him on Sunday?
Well, use the word concern. There's always a concern anytime a guy doesn't practice. So, we'll just see how he goes through the rest of the week.
What was the knee injury that Jordan was dealing with?
A knee injury.
What injury?
I don't know. I mean, the medical term. We'll see. I'm not going to get into any of that right now.
You say continue to improve all the time. Based on the last 5 weeks, how can you argue that this team has been improving during that stretch?
Well, there's, when you look at it, the Kansas City game, I'll just mention a couple examples for you. There was good moments in that game, and we got the result we were looking for. This past game, the 2 weeks of recent memory, Jerry, when you say there's good moments in the New England game, we didn't get all the results we were looking for in that game on the scoreboard. So you go back and you focus on that process, and you're seeing small victories that, just like I did in the L.A. game where you said, hey, you know, this, it wasn't reflected on the scoreboard, but that led us to what we got the following week. Sometimes you're putting in work. I go back to the Brandon Riley example. You're putting in work, putting in work, putting in work, and you may not see the immediate results, but you continue to put in work. And then you saw the results with Brandon, saw the results in the Kansas City game on the scoreboard I'm talking about. So that's what we've got to continue to do is put in the right amount of work with the right mindset, and I'm confident that we'll continue to do that.
In one sense, though, in going five and you're playing past six, are we seeing the telltale signs of a roster that's essentially thin in talented, you know, experienced depth, and we're seeing what can happen as a season progresses with a roster that was shaped this way?
I'm confident in our guys. I'm confident in the roster. I'm confident in the men in the locker room. These guys play extremely hard every week, and that's a credit to them and the coaches. And they're going to continue to work and play hard and focus on our opponent this weekend as we continue to develop. I mean, that's what we're shooting towards is the vision of what we established when we came in here of where we're trying to go as an organization. And there's short-term goals, there's long-term goals, and we have to continue to focus on those.
I apologize about that. With Tyrod, maybe not relying on his legs, but it being as important to him as an all-around player as it is, how much does that weigh into the consideration when it's a knee injury in trying to, maybe rush him back for a game on Sunday?
I mean, that's certainly, a consideration, Joe, to say that it's not, wouldn't be accurate. I mean, at the end of the day, though, it's can he execute and play the position, just like any other position.
John, how important is it to have strong leadership like Lorenzo Alexander late in the year at this time, 6-6, four games left?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's huge. Our leadership is huge. Player-driven leadership in particular is huge. Anytime, you have a team, the leadership does come from the locker room because it stays connected with my message and we continue to go towards our vision and develop and grow. And the great part about it is, our new guys, the young guys that are playing, we've got a number of them, they're contributing big time. They're having a chance to watch some of the older leaders, kind of the primary crust of the leadership, because eventually they'll rise and their roles will be elevated to those type of roles. And so it's important that we continue to develop both levels of the leadership.
Sean, a lot of times you talk about long-term versus short-term vision. Is your long-term vision maybe in better shape than your short-term vision at this point for this team?
Well, I think both really work hand in hand. We're always focused on the long-term, and we continue to grow and develop and build towards what we're trying to become. And so there's a lot of people that when we back in training camp, they said we were using that word tanking, and I don't see that, and I don't see that in the way our guys play, and what we've done so far this year, and I expect us to continue to grow and build through the rest of this year, and develop. We've got a number of young guys, like I said earlier, out there playing and contributing on this football team, so I'm encouraged by that as well.
How important has that been in getting a chance to see some of those younger guys? Because, it's one thing to be 6-6 and have a bunch of rookies who are standing around watching. It's another thing, I would guess, to be 6-6 and getting these guys to experience.
You hit the nail on the head, Josh. I mean, that's big picture perspective, and that's what we're doing is to sit here and say, hey, come in and sit on your hands and get through the year and be at X point and say, okay, where are we? How are we better after the season than when we came in? The goal of it is, or one of the many goals, is to say after this season that we are better as an organization, we're further along, that the scale has moved down the line so that we can say we know where we are and what we have to address moving forward. That's really a part of the overall plan.
Sean, now that the punishment's been locked in, what's your reaction to Rob Gronkowski getting one game for the hit on Tre'Davious?
I'm not going there.
Coach Jacoby
Brissett. I addressed it the other day. We have to focus on the Indianapolis Colts.
Sorry, Jacoby Brissett's done a better job than a lot of people thought he would filling in for Andrew this year. What do you see from him when you watch him on film?
Talented football player, very capable, obviously well-schooled. He's got, good coaching behind him, both at where he was and now with the Colts. I know Coach Chudzinski and had a chance to work with him. He does a phenomenal job, and Coach Pagano as well. So he's very capable and a good young talent.
Coach, no matter who starts at quarterback, what kind of role do you anticipate for Joe Webb this week? Will he get more snaps, do you think?
We'll see. You know, Joe is a multi-talented player for us. He does, you know, a variety of things and plays special teams extremely well. So we'll just see his role, you know, kind of changes every week. So we'll just see.
Looking forward to your first potential snow game?
you know, I think there's excitement around a lot of things right now, and one of them is where we are as a team. I know we're not where we need to be, but we continue to grow and build towards our future. And the other part is the potential for snow in the next couple of days here. So I know there's a lot of young guys on our team that haven't been around snow before, and they're excited about it as well.
Having played in, you know, coached in Carolina, well, you coached in Philly, how do you adjust, you know, is there any adjustment and what preparations do you make now for the fact that you're going to be facing Buffalo weather?
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of where we are, who we are. And we, you know, it's a mindset of embracing that mindset. This is where we are, this is who we are, and we take pride in where we live and the elements that come with that. And embracing that goes a long way towards our success. And what happens out here on Sundays when we get a chance to play in front of our fans. And then with that comes proper game planning because of the type of conditions we could face this time of year.
How much do you plan on practicing outside this week?
We'll just see. We'll see what the elements bring. We want to be able to have a clean practice and be able to execute. So we'll just see how that goes, Mike.
John, as you watch Brandon Riley, I mean, obviously practice squad, you don't focus on him all that much, but still, what have you seen him do grow over these 12 weeks of being inactive and he gets his shot now? What have you seen him do and grow as a player?
You know, I would start off the field first as a person, Sal, really. And this happens, fortunately, a lot of times for young players. They come in. You guys have been around before. They're young, they're a little bit wet behind the ears, and then they grow and mature as men, which is good to see off the field. And not that Brandon in this case wasn't. It's just to watch these young players acclimate themselves to life in the NFL on and off the field, and the approach you have to have and the habits you have to adopt to put yourself in position to compete week in and week out, and then to have success and win. That's a little bit of a transition, as we've all seen from different players that come in every year. So I've seen him execute that, and as well as many of our other young players that you've already seen play this year, and that's been fun to watch.
Similar question to about Cappy again with Eddie Arbour not practicing, and you're going down that depth chart pretty quickly there, at defensive end. What are some of the traits that you see in him that motivated you to bring
right? He hasn't been with us as long, obviously, as Brandon, right. So I don't quite have as familiar of a background with Cappy as I do Brandon. But similar, you know, he's been a couple different teams, a couple different stops, and you know, he's got some traits that we look for on the field. Obviously, Vic and love his energy. I mean, you could tell from day one, the first meeting, in fact, that he had the right type of energy, bright smile, and so he's going to get an opportunity.
John, you've struggled a little bit against the run this year. Going against a guy like Frank Gore, what challenges would you guys face?
Right, I mean, Frank is, you know, I think he's top five, top ten, I believe it's top five all-time rush list there, so future Hall of Famer. I mean, he's tough to stop. Went up against him a couple of times when he was with San Francisco, and you know, if you're not in your gaps and you don't play physical, you know, he'll exploit it. So we've got a big week ahead of us in terms of our fundamentals.
There's a trend in college football right now, the last 2 years or so, where players are skipping bowl games in order to stay healthy and enter the NFL draft. How do you feel about college guys deciding not to compete in order to stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one part of me, I would say, Josh, overall, you know, I get some of that. I know it's somewhat new also, so I think each one's a little bit of a different case, really. So, you know, I'll probably have more for you once we get around to really that time of month as we move forward throughout the rest of the year here.
Sean, how beneficial for Nathan was it to get some short time in-game action just to start getting that taste out of his mouth from what happened in his debut?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a short, you know, short memory in this business. And you know, Nate, I thought, came out and, you know, made a great throw on the first throw to Andre there. And, and you know, went through his progression at times and did some good things. So it's good he continues to work, continues to play through, and continues to grow and build on what he's done in the past.